wanted to look like a cat and yellow kids, because I thought it would be, when you're seeing actually terrible brutality, to see them as if they're in a kind of kids cartoon strip, the juxtaposition of that method of delivery and what you're saying is all the more unpleasant. So I'll do that. And then he said, I've got a great idea, I'm going to do it differently. And he got his kid to draw it. And there's some really nasty scenes in this. And so, personally, I wouldn't have let my child even read that script. But he drew it. And the kid did a good job. She did a lovely job. But it didn't work. And the reason it didn't work is because, regardless, a child from today is going to draw things with reference points from now. And so I don't want a cop from 1929 remembering his mum wearing jeans. You know, so we kind of, but it was really, you can imagine how sensitive I had to be, because you don't want to find someone saying, your kid's pictures are shit. You know, you don't, you really, not that I would have put it quite that way, but you feel that's the subtext, even when you're trying to be, so I wrote this incredibly long, I love your kids, the arts, I went on for days. Why should just phone? And he was fine. And when he did it, and I think also he didn't want to go out of his comfort zone, and he'd never done something like that, which he felt was a bit pastiche, but he did an incredible job, and I think you liked the news. And some of the reviewers picked that out as their favourite page in the issue, so I was glad that we stuck to it. But that was the only kind of mild tension we had creatively.
It does get quite sort of gory, doesn't it? I mean, is that something, did you worry about that, or does that just come with the territory?
I didn't worry about it at all, because it's a vampire, you know, if you want, especially these days. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's nasty gore. I mean, I don't like, I think everyone has their own limits to understand it. I've watched a lot of movies over the years, obviously partly because of the job I used to have, but partly just because I love films. And I don't mean horror films, if they're kind of absurdist or if they're kind of in a silly fantasy world where they have extreme violence. I don't like kind of emotional brutality in films. When you see some films where they really linger on the genuine nastiness of the world. And nor do I like films which, when they purport to be a true story, and if you're only telling this now because vicariously this is titillating, I don't feel comfortable with that. I'd rather see them. I don't mind the films like Saw, which are really, really nasty, but they're almost comedy, they're so silly. You know, there's no reality in it at all. There isn't a moment where you feel like, but when you see, I've seen a couple of movies over the years which are kind of like real life recreations of serial killers, and that makes me, I'm very uncomfortable with that. But I don't want to see that kind of truth, that deeply unpleasant truth, served up for entertainment. Which is kind of essentially what films always are. You know, we can learn from them as well, but essentially it's a method of delivering entertainment, and to see stuff which is, you know, like that and about real people's lives or seems to be from the real world, I find that squeamish. So when it's vampires and an A4 alien, I think you're allowed to have people's heads chopped off.
This is what you would send to Tommy in the first instance.
Yeah, so I try and make it chatty so he doesn't get bored. And I try and describe what I want to see, you know, in the scenes there. So I don't know which we've got there. I say that. Yeah, you know, and you use cinema terms a lot of time, close up and medium close up and cut to and fade. And now, you know, we get on really well, and I don't necessarily go without for that. I mean, I did a thing for, there's a big Comic Con you have in American Shit, which kind of like, it's been overtaken by movies really, but it's still a big comic event, and we wanted to do a little thing there just for his group of friends and artists, so I came up with these five new ideas which we put together. They're called Boulevard, this kind of loose group of artists, and put five ideas in. And what was great, in a way, was it was a great freedom, so I would pitch the idea, tell them roughly what was in every page, let them do the artwork, then I would fill in the gaps afterwards. And that's the way Stan Lee used to work in Marvel. Most of the Marvel writers work that way. They call it the Marvel method. It's kind of lazy, really. But you can see why if someone was in charge of a lot of books, which Stan Lee was in his heyday, you'd need to do it that way, because you couldn't spend that amount of time imagining the shots. And it's actually better sometimes to give the artist more freedom. I mean, this other book I'm working on at the moment, it's got a lot of fighting in it. It's kind of a big, high premise, slightly superhero thing. It's a lot of fighting, but the fighting actually serves a lot of plot points as well. So it has to be choreographed in a certain way. And the guy I'm working with said it's actually kind of really difficult going. It's much more fun. He does some big books for Marvel. If he's doing a book with a group of characters, say the Avengers or someone, they say, often the writer will say, four pages of great fighting. And, you know, and in a way, that's partly what comics are about. You know, certain comics are about that. So you can do that, and he can just, he can do what he wants, people smashing their heads off and land, however he wants to do it. But if you're saying, when he does this, Tommy has to be left in this position, and the mum has to see this, but we have to make sure that this character is falling over, it's horrible for them, because they've got to lay it all out in a specific way. And so this is kind of harder for everyone, I suppose, but if you're trying to tell a story in a certain way, you need to do it. I like the layouts. I sometimes prefer the, I don't prefer the layouts, but I love the kind of the looseness and the freedom and the energy you get in artist layouts, you know. And you can see how much it changes, you know, from kind of, and that's just his changes that he puts in there. But he works in a peculiar way as well, because he